In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, this is letter 3573, and this is dated the 20th of Sivan Tovshin Tezvav. So, the Rebbe discusses over here, you know, generally, you know, this person's health, happiness, joy, excitement. So the Rebbe points out that any time when you feel like an arousal, that you excitement, like you want to go ahead and you want to accomplish, you want to do, so the most of it is it's the light, the lightning over there, and therefore you are excited and you're energized openly because you have a new excitement over here. But what is the ultimate goal of that excitement we're talking about in the service of Hashem? Is that it impacts in actual action that you do, and day by day. That means if you're excited, you have an epiphany, you have to take that excitement and you have to implement it in practical actions, and day by day. That would mean to dress that energy, that light, in vessels, to bring it down into practice. And that's why it's a must that excitement should be hidden, and you shouldn't feel so much that energy, but you should actually do in action. And that is the ultimate goal. So while in the beginning you have a great excitement and you're all in it, but the bottom line is to bring into action. And when you do, you lose some of that excitement. The Rebbe says, don't listen to the persuasion of the evil inclination of the Yetzer Hara that the above, I'm not sure, because it's dot, dot, dot in the beginning of the letter, I don't know exactly what the Rebbe was discussing to him. Maybe the person led a life that was not proper, or maybe he did things that were not proper, and he sort of had an awakening and a desire for a connection, and the Rebbe is telling him basically utilize that connection, but don't listen to the Yitzhar's persuasion that the above, I think it means what he has done or whatever, should bring him to become sad, God forbid. But no, it should bring him to a organized service, energy, but in a lot of vessel. In a lot of vessel, meaning do a lot of good things. You know, take that big excitement energy and make sure to do, and make a lot of vessels to do a lot of good things. And the Rebbe says, what's the order in Kedusha is Ma'at Ma'ata Gershenu, that you push away the negative a little bit by a little, whether it's the study of Torah, whether it's the observance of mitzvahs. Amongst the mitzvahs is also loving thy fellow Jew. Not at once, not with a jump, with the exception of special cases, you gotta go in a practical way. So again, I'm getting the sense that the person writing to the Rebbe wanted to become a Baal Teshuva. He wanted to change around his past, and the Rebbe is advising him that that excitement should bring you to action, and don't let it make you sad or depressed. Serve Hashem little bit by little, and you'll, with the exception of some cases, it goes a little bit at a time. And I guess maybe he also suggested that maybe he wanted a fast to make up, or, you know, afflict his body to make up for some of his past misdeeds. So the Rebbe writes, but for all this, you have to have a healthy body. And therefore, you have to conduct yourself in a proper way, eating and drinking and sleeping, etc. Everything needs to be in an organized and a set up way. And to use the Lashon of the Tanya in chapter 7, that if you eat, and over there they said that they weren't vegetarians, but over there it says, if you eat fat meat of an ox, I mean, it's supposed to be a good brisket or a good piece of meat to be able to have your mind wide to Hashem and His Torah, that's considered like an ola, like a korban. That's like a sacrifice. That's bringing to Hashem a sacrifice. So the Rebbe says, since the Torah had given permission to the doctor, so when you're not sure about it, or you're not feeling so well, so then you need to ask and to follow the directives of the doctor. And when you go in all the above, step after step, then you succeed spiritually and also physically. And in generally, the Blessed Hashem has told us about joy in all this. And we see practically that everything that is done with joy is done more complete, it's done with more perfection, and that helps your health both physically and spiritually. So the Rebbe is, I guess, giving him some outlines to make sure to translate that excitement into action. Do a lot, but go step by step. Don't let it bring you to depression, to sadness. And both in Torah and mitzvahs, go step by step. You have to have a healthy body. If you have a healthy body, and if you learn and you daven in order to suv Hashem, that's a korban. We are instructed to do things with joy. When you do things with joy, the Rebbe says, it's done more complete, it's done with more perfection.